Hello and welcome to the You and Your Merit podcast. I'm Howard Hudson, and this time we're joined by Bilal Mirza, ahead of his PhD defence on energy poverty and rural energy markets in Pakistan. We ask him how he gathered his data, if it's transferable to other developing countries, and what he'll do with his research after he leaves us.
On 14th of December, tomorrow, I'm going to defend my thesis on energy poverty and rural energy markets of Pakistan. The thesis basically deals with the measurement of energy poverty. We had different measures, but we were not having that comprehensive measure that can assess different dimensions of energy poverty in rural communities, and also somehow measures the impact of that energy poverty on household income, on one side. On the other side, we also have solar villages, which are in Pakistan, and have been using those solar panels for the last 5 years, but are still in the trouble. So we took two dimensions of energy poverty, technological dimension and non-technological dimension, and patch it up together to see how the state of energy poverty impacts the household income.
So how did you access and gather the data?
We started with the Household Integrated Economic Survey of Pakistan, which is available by the Federal Bureau of Statistics in Pakistan. But we found that this is something which we are not looking for. We had to dig deeper to see how this different dimensions of energy poverty, the dynamics of energy poverty work out. So what we did, we started with our own survey, a very comprehensive survey, took the survey to 27 rural communities of Pakistan, more than 650 households, targeted around 800 households, but eventually finished up with 650 households. That also included the two solar villages which I mentioned earlier. So it's a very comprehensive data set. We could do many other things with it in the future, but at this moment we focused particularly on the measurement of energy poverty and how it can impact the socioeconomic well-being of rural households.
And is it useful or transferable to other developing countries?
Yes, definitely it is. And this is something which we were really concerned of. The only problem is the data. If we can get the data from different sub-Saharan African countries, especially because that are the most prone towards energy poverty worldwide, globally, we can easily customize the survey results and the parameters according to the local conditions, local environment.
So what's your next stop?
The next stop is to further stretch the study to assess how energy poverty can be controlled, if not eradicated. For that, we are going to work on optimal energy mixes. I'll be working in Pakistan definitely because we have easy access to data. We can easily start the second round of the survey. So we'll try to see how rural households with different energy sources but having same household income can be compared together and see which one is doing better, and then create an optimal energy mix, which is a solution from the problem itself. So we are not going to impose a solution on them. It will be a solution which will be derived from the communities and then applied in the communities itself. So we think it's a very exciting area. It's a very new area of research, and we are looking forward to that.
Bilal, thank you.
Okay.
For more details and media, please go to www.merit.unu.edu.